Over! Bellowed the registrar, bringing the entire ceremony to a halt. The scene was Prague's Old Town Hall, and the occasion my own wedding in September 1997. My wife Catherine had made the fatal mistake of signing the register without adding the Czech feminine ending Ova to her name. Although neither she nor I were Czech citizens, this made the entire ceremony invalid. As was clear enough from the expression on her face, the registrar was not for turning, so Catherine reluctantly added the three letters, and I was solemnly informed that I may now kiss the bride. We were not reminded of the episode until 3 years later, when our daughter Hannah was born, and we were issued her birth certificate, complete with her full name, Hannah Mary Vornova. This time we knew that there was no point asking any questions. A couple of years later, Czech law was changed to allow for certain exceptions. No longer would a non-Czech woman who married in the Czech Republic, or a girl baby born to foreigners, have to adopt the Ova ending, and a Czech woman who married a foreigner would no longer be obliged to become Mrs. Mackenzieova or Mrs. Sidebottomova, a clear victory for common sense. The years went by, and the other day we applied for our children to be issued British passports, one of those things that we'd never got round to doing. A week later, I was rather surprised to get a phone call from the British Embassy here in Prague. "We just wanted to check that you don't mind your daughter being Hannah Vornova on her passport." "But," I pointed out, "the Ova is just the Czech feminine ending. It's not really her name." But no, the British authorities had their rules, and the name on the birth certificate was all that mattered, I was informed very firmly. We would have to go to the birth register for Prague too, and have Hannah's name officially changed. I envisaged months of running up and down corridors, having documents legalized and super-legalized in the tradition of Prague's great literary son, Franz Kafka. So it was a delightful surprise when an elegant and pleasant woman from the town hall informed us that it would be no problem at all, and she had no desire, as she put it, to prolong our suffering. Within 3 days, and at no cost, Hannah was issued with a new birth certificate, minus those three letters. Another refreshing victory for common sense over bureaucracy, and this time even the suspicious British authorities were satisfied. And on the subject of Kafka, rumour has it that Joseph K. is alive and well. Apparently he has moved to London and has just taken up a job at the Home Office.
My thanks to David Vaughan for that entertaining story. And now in the final part of today's programme,